A Dangerous Disguise. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1887. The clan chief was dead. Colonel Owen McNewton, who had been like a father to his people, had ruled them sternly but kindly for 30 years, and now he was gone. When the burial service was over, they streamed out of the church and began the short walk to the imposing mansion where he lived with his daughter, Ola. The road lay slightly uphill, so that everyone could see the great building against the background of rugged Scottish scenery. At its best, now that the month was June and the weather was glorious. Ola, who was the chief mourner, forced herself not to cry as they walked away from her father, with whom she had spent the last 5 years after her mother's death. She was a tall, rather stark figure as she led the procession home. Her auburn hair would have been fascinating if it had not been severely hidden away beneath a puritanical bonnet. Her face contained many contradictions. She was beautiful, with large green eyes and a wide, generous mouth. But just now, austerity had settled over her features, as though all thought of beauty was forbidden on this sad day. Behind her walked the next clan chief, Jonas McNewton, with his wife and numerous children. Although Ola was heiress to her father's considerable fortune, which meant only his money, but not the house and land, as they descended directly to the next chief. Soon she must leave Bentorick, this wild, beautiful place in the north of Scotland that had always been her home, and find her own niche in the world. Although the new chief was polite, she knew...